Faced with high rates of student expulsions, Santa Rosa City Schools are trying something different, a form of restorative justice. Administrator Gabriel Albavera explains.
These are cases that most likely would go to an expulsion hearing, but the administrator would talk to the families, say, you could be expelled, but if you want to participate in this 12-week program with Mr. Sanchez, you'll still get suspended, but we are willing to work with you to offer another intervention before expulsion.
For many of the students who agree to try this new alternative, it's an entirely new concept.
For some of them, they grow up in families where this is something that is talked about, being able to relate to other people and then having compassion for others. And there's others who, not at all, and it is completely foreign. I find that to be able to learn these things and to be able to have a real deep understanding of it, you have to allow yourself to be vulnerable at times. And a lot of these youth have to deal with a lot of obstacles where they can't be vulnerable and they have to put up walls and always be fighting and defending themselves. So that's where the hard part is.
Kareem Sanchez is a staff member of Restorative Resources of Santa Rosa, which is conducting the trial programs at Elsie Allen High School and Cook Middle School. Part of his job is teaching empathy to these students, which happens in the weekly accountability circles.
The accountability circles is a group meeting where youth come to prepare for a restorative conference. So we have dialogues about certain things like empathy, compassion, respect. We do this exercise. Everybody writes down a struggle that they're going through, throw it in a hat, and then the youth draw a slip from the hat and read the struggle out loud to the group, and they try to relate to that struggle. So they mention if they've gone through something similar, how they dealt with it, or if they haven't, how would they deal with it.
The 12-week accountability circle program is preparatory to a restorative conference at which the young person must face those he or she has wronged and agree to a plan for making amends.
After a youth completes a conference, they come out of there with a plan of specific action items that they're going to do to put things right. And I monitor that in that accountability circle. Things on that plan could consist of maybe writing a letter of apology to the victim. Oftentimes, parents express a loss of trust. So maybe their parents want them to check in every day after school or something like that.
Based on preliminary results, Albavera says they are already moving toward expanding the program district-wide.
Part of our strategic plan was to not only look at truancy, but also look into alternatives to suspension. And so this summer, we had put in 10 positions at the secondary level where we could have a restorative response specialist at every high school and every middle school. One of the needs that our families wanted.
In addition to fewer disruptions and better attendance, he adds, a secondary benefit should ultimately be higher graduation rates. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.